Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como says the first challenge where racial and ethnic diversity are concerned involves acceptance.
We have to accept that we are an international city in a very positive way and help people appreciate that fact rather than saying, well, I don't know why they came or they came or they came. People are here.
The district is in the front line of Anchorage's new status. For the first time in its history, last year, minorities constituted one half of the total student enrollment. The superintendent was responding to a question posed by the dialogue's facilitator, Dr. Ellsworth James, a specialist in diversity management. Namely, how is your organization responding to the community's diverse population? The same question faced the other panelists, Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich, Anchorage Assembly Vice Chair Sheila Selcraig, University of Alaska Anchorage Chancellor Fran Ulmer, and State Senator Betty Davis. Davis, who in this instance described her community as the state legislature, said its response to Alaska's diversity was minimal. She noted only 13 out of 60 legislative members are women, with the racial minority presence even less. Ulmer said UAA's challenge went beyond simply attracting a varied student body.
What I worry most about are our first-generation UAA students, first in their family. They do not know how to navigate the system.
Ulmer said many first-generation students are Alaska Native, and the UAA has set up several programs designed to assist in the navigation process. But at the same time, she said it's also imperative that as these students adjust, they keep their cultural self-respect. Como expanded that theme. She said diversity demands respect not just for other cultures, but other people's ideas as well, including those held by young people. Mayor Begich said one barricade was that some people didn't know how to respect different outlooks.
When we disagree with people or we see them in a different light than maybe we see ourselves, I think there's a percentage of people that just tear down people personally. Instead of debating the issues or recognizing the differences that we all have, which I think is the greatest challenge we'll have as we continue to recognize how great a community we have here and how diverse it is.
The second dialogue on racism and diversity in Anchorage was sponsored by the Mayor's Office of Equal Opportunity, along with the school district, UAA's Office of Diversity and Compliance, and the municipality's Diversity Advisory Commission and Diversity Council. An audience member asked how Anchorage's various groups could become more involved in the city. The mayor acknowledged that the municipality's 3,000 or so employees did not yet reflect the city's diversity. As for participation, Selcraig pointed to recent efforts to increase the diversity on municipal boards and commissions. Como acknowledged the difficulty of attracting and retaining teachers hired from outside with diverse racial and ethnic backgrounds. The best long-range hope, she said, is to urge Anchorage students to return to the district as teachers. In his conclusion, Begich said leadership had a responsibility to set the tone if the community was to accept fully its growing diversity. Como said adults would do well to follow the example set by the younger generation.
We need to use our young people as the role models and the examples, and they can help us make these transitions. We need to get past the fact that Anchorage isn't the same Anchorage that it was, I know, when my husband and I came up here in 1965. We have to accept that and move forward and embrace what we have.
Last night's dialogue was part of a planned series of four such events. The final two are not yet scheduled. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.